This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China reported more than 24,000 new COVID cases today. That's a recent high. It comes at a time when China's government had been trying to ease back from some of its strict zero COVID policies, which had slowed economic output. The government there released updated policy last week, which included an effort to stop local officials from tacking on additional COVID rules. The authorities are also being more targeted in their prevention measures. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak reports from Shanghai.
In late May, lawyer Wang Shengsheng was on a business trip. She took a train from central China's Zhengzhou to Wuhan City and was stopped at the train station. Staff insisted the Zhengzhou station I'd just come from was a medium to high-risk area. They demanded I quarantine right away, she says, in a video of the incident she made.
I said to the staff, your policy in Wuhan is evil.
Evil because the place she came from wasn't even a high-risk area, according to the list put out by the State Council, which is like China's cabinet. To the north of Wuhan, Datong City reported only 4 COVID infections at the start of last month. Then it went into a sudden lockdown.
Officials said it was because COVID infections were rising, but they didn't outline a standard, like how many cases does it take to trigger a lockdown. It all felt very arbitrary.
That's a writer who got stuck in the lockdown. He does not want to give his name for fear of official retaliation.
My parents don't have any income because their shop is closed during the lockdown here, and yet they still have to pay their employees and pay the rent.
Both he and lawyer Wang Shengsheng complained through government channels, without much luck. It's really down to the person enforcing the rules. Again, lawyer Wang Shengsheng.
The railroad employee was angry. I had said his city's policy was evil. So he waved over a passenger who was on the same train as me. He let that passenger leave the station just to get back at me. He was showing me what he could do with the tiny bit of power he was given.
She still refused to be quarantined. And after a 21-hour standoff, complete with video updates on her social media, Wang Shengsheng was allowed to return home. Under the updated COVID measures, none of this should be happening. But this writer says, so long as local officials can get fired or detained for losing control of the spread of the virus, many will choose to be more aggressive in implementing COVID prevention measures. A few days after we spoke, the lockdown the writer was under lifted after 38 days without explanation. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.